New laws are set to be introduced to the Parliament of Western Australia this week, targeting the sale of illegal tobacco and vapes. Under the proposed crackdown, retailers caught selling illicit products could face fines of up to $21 million and 15 years in prison, replacing what the government says are laws that have been too lenient. The reforms are aimed at curbing the growing black market and a rise in violent incidents linked to the trade. The Wire's Fiona Bartholomeus spoke with Curtin University public health expert Janine Jacey about what's driving the state government's move.
Look, WA health agencies have been calling on the WA government to enforce stronger regulations around dealing with illegal products. Before they didn't have the right legislation, and now they do. We've seen South Australia and Queensland introduce really strong regulations to deal with this illicit or illegal trade, and they're making good progress. So it's good to see that Western Australia is now on board and tackling this issue, which is of major concern to a lot of people, particularly in public health, because potentially undermining decades of progress in tobacco control. And WA has always been a leader in tobacco control.
How effective are these new WA laws likely to be in reducing smoking and vaping?
Look, we know that when people have easier access to products and that they're cheaper, then they're more likely to uptake, particularly young people. So what is trying to be done here is to cut off the tap, to stop the supply of these cheap, easily accessible products so that particularly young people don't become addicted to these products. So the laws, how effective they will be will depend on enforcement, but by all accounts, the WA government is tackling this issue head on. They've appointed a tobacco czar and are pulling together a team of people, a task force, that will deal with this issue. And I know in Queensland, they've made great headway with closing down 200 of these illegal shops.
So, yeah. Wow. And when it comes to how common the sale of illegal tobacco is, how common is it compared to legitimate products?
Look, it's really hard to say, and because it is illegal, but it's quite significant now. There are estimated like it's, 50% of the market. So I think a lot of people who are addicted to cigarettes don't quite realise the illegal activity that's happening. And even perhaps this new legislation will make people aware that this is illegal activity and that there's organised crime behind all this activity.
Now, just for our listeners, could you briefly explain what is considered a legal product versus legal?
Oh, gosh. So a legal product is a product sold by someone who has a licence to sell it, I would say that. An illegal end, it has a set price, whereas an illegal product is sold under the counter. And there's, for example, organisations like ACOS have gone out and tried to buy these products and they come from under the counter. They identified quite a number of convenience stores which had these. So, and what they're able to do is undermine public health by people being able to access these cheap products, but also they're circumventing any kind of tax that would go back to the government.
So will restrictions on sales and marketing help prevent young people from taking up smoking or vaping?
We know that access is a really big issue. And the more exposure young people have to vapes and cigarettes, the more likely they are to take it up. So if you cut off the opportunity to purchase it, and ensure that another thing that young people, they're very susceptible to price. So the cheaper a product is, the more likely they're going to purchase it, and the more expensive, the less likely they're going to purchase it. So, look, if you consider the government's putting in a lot of money to stop this organised crime, to stop this illegal activity, and by doing that, by closing down shops, by introducing these penalties, which I'm sure will put a lot of people off becoming involved in this activity, then I'm sure it'll go a long way to curbing the uptake, which is what we don't want.
Curtin University Professor Janine Jacey there, speaking with RTRFM's Fiona Bartholomeus.